G'day and welcome to the Pilot Life Podcast, where we take a deep dive into living life as a pilot. My name is Mark, the host of the show. I'm a Boeing 737 captain and founder of www.pilotlifetraining.com, providing pilots with world-class online aviation theory courses. Here on the podcast, we chat about what's involved in pilot training and what it's actually like to be part of this profession, the ups and the downs. We also chat to some amazing folks in the industry as we go searching for the best inside tips and advice to both supercharge your career and to help you live your life in balance. So, if you're thinking of becoming a pilot, have already started your flight training, or you're a commercial pilot right now, then you've come to the right place. As pilots, we are trained to handle stressful situations with grace and composure, requiring us to think on our feet and make split-second decisions. However, in the midst of all this pressure, it's easy to overlook the importance of simplicity. Now, one of my favorite pilot quotes comes from Sully Sullenberger, the captain who famously landed that US Airways flight 1549 on the Hudson River back in 2009. And when asked about his thought process during the emergency landing, he said, "I knew I had to focus on what I could control and not worry about what I couldn't." This quote embodies the essence of keeping things simple as a pilot. We can't control everything that happens during a flight, weather, equipment failures, air traffic congestion, but we can control our actions to these events. And by focusing on what we can control, we can make our lives a lot easier and avoid a lot of unnecessary stress. One of the biggest challenges that pilots face is dealing with difficult people. Whether it's a colleague who is constantly pushing our buttons or a passenger who is being unruly, these situations can quickly escalate and become overwhelming. But by remembering the importance of keeping things simple, we can diffuse these situations before they get out of hand. For example, if a passenger is causing a disturbance on the plane, our first instinct might be to confront them and demand that they behave, but this approach is likely to only make things worse. Instead, we should focus on calming the situation and finding a solution that works for everyone. Similarly, if we're working with a difficult coworker or boss, we should try to see things from their perspective. Maybe they're under a lot of stress dealing with personal issues that are affecting their behavior. By showing empathy and understanding, we can build a better working relationship and make our jobs a lot easier. The key to keeping things simple as a pilot is to remember that our duties are the sum of individual acts. Each task, no matter how small, is important and should be completed methodically. By doing so, we can avoid getting bogged down in unnecessary details and focus on what really matters, which is the safety of our passengers and crew. Another way to keep things simple as a pilot is to prioritize tasks. We have a lot of responsibilities during a flight, and it's easy to get overwhelmed sometimes, but by breaking our tasks into manageable chunks and focusing on the most important ones first, we can avoid feeling like we're drowning in our work. Finally, it's important to remember that sometimes the simplest solution is the best one. We don't always need to come up with a complex strategy to solve problems. Sometimes all we need to do is take a step back and look at things objectively. By focusing on the simple, appropriate actions that will lead us to virtue, we can make our lives a lot easier and more fulfilling. So, keeping things simple is a crucial skill for us pilots. By focusing on what we can control, diffusing difficult situations, completing tasks methodically, prioritizing our responsibilities, and embracing the simplest solutions, we can make our lives a lot easier and more rewarding. Now, this concept of appropriate action, which has its roots in Greek philosophy, can be a valuable tool in a pilot's toolbox for making those important split-second decisions in high-pressure situations. As Sully said, "I knew I had to focus on what I could control and not worry about what I couldn't." Let's all strive to do the same. Hope you all have a great, happy, and safe week. My name's Mark from the Pilot Life Training Team. Thanks for tuning into this episode. You can find more information about our podcast and sign up to our weekly newsletter at pilotlifepodcast.com. You can check out all our online aviation theory courses at www.pilotlifetraining.com, where we offer world-class PPL, CPL, IR, and ATPL online courses. Pilots study with us from over 23 different countries around the world. Come and join the thousands of pilots who have signed up at Pilot Life Training. Catch you next time on the Pilot Life Podcast.